You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You slip into the library as the others are all talking.
What is wrong? We ended up finding some blueprints that suggested there are secret doors with secret rooms in this building. Yeah.
I think it is imperative that we explore it.
Hopefully there's no one down here. Gosh. This is like a classroom.
It looks like an immense lecture hall. Two rows of wooden benches, all facing a large stage. Zephyr, you are up first.
She's like walking up to this stage area.
You hear this like clunk, and all of a sudden, gas begins to fill the area.
Oh.
Zephyr, you immediately fall unconscious.
Oh.
At the same time, the purple curtains in the back of the room begin to rustle, and two creatures come out.
Oh my god! No. Zephyr's gone!
It's Big Harry Yikes' turn. What do you think? Breath weapon? Flames come bursting out.
Oh my god, it's a fire yeti!
It's a demon!
I am going to swing with my kukri, 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes!
Brother Ramius.
He will heal Zephyr.
Gek is sitting there wobbly and fatigued.
I'm so far away.
Give me a will save.
24.
That's a failure. You now fall unconscious.
Gek
goes down. The creature levitates into the air.
Oh my god.
And flies over Gek's body.
Oh
my god.
The adventure continues. Now.
We are in the presence of royalty today. All hail the king of dumb accents.
All hail. Of crowns.
Kill that man.
How do you even explain this to people that haven't followed us since day one? So specific.
A shirt that says beef. It's just too much.
Long story long, one day you just kept saying, I took a crown. And then I said it on air. Before we weren't like riffing pre-show.
It was pre-show. I mentioned a story where a friend of mine, Jason, sent me a picture of a crown that was called Razzmatazz. That was the name of the color. And this was during the heyday of Giant Slayer. Yeah. And we were about to record an episode of Androids and Aliens. And I mentioned that he sent me the picture of this crown. And you were just like, picture of what? What did you just say?
And then we realized that you... And most people from your area call crayons crowns.
Crowns.
And so now you have a crown.
So I've always said it, and I got to shout out my man Mitch way back in Dallas, when we were in Dallas, handed this to me pre-show.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, it's an amazing amount of work. So I was like, I got to wear this on the show for at least a little bit.
He colored down the ones on the edge.
They're trimmed down. I mean, and it comes like, there's like a diadem right here, man. Yeah. It's like the real John Jamsky.
Is it
it's
heavy?
Good stuff.
That's a lot of crayons.
Yeah, it's extremely uncomfortable.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah, exactly. Heavy is the head.
Heavy crayon. Is the head that calls it crown.
Crayon. Do your children say crown, or do you teach them the right word?
They say crayon, and my crayon, I can barely even say it. They say crayon. My wife reinforces it every once in a while when she's like out running errands or something. I'm like, you want to color with some crowns? And I just sort of like try to push that, but it doesn't seem to be working. You know, none of my kids say water. It's very depressing.
That's nice.
All their cousins say water. I watch them growing up. I'm like, oh.
So weird. Yeah. You can wear that the whole F, huh?
Like, no. I'm going to take it off immediately.
Too heavy. Sorry,
I am worried about what my hair is going to look like after.
Yeah. We'll let you know. We'll be honest. Okay.
We'll be honest.
Appreciate it.
Toss a cap on, man.
Appreciate it.
I do.
Toss a cap on.
Save time with gel and mousse.
Anyway, thank you, Mitch. This thing's awesome.
It rocks.
This cracks me up. Yeah.
We, our cinematographer, Matt Brody, brought us some Treehouse beer, which we've talked about all the time.
Whenever, round of applause to Matt behind the camera there.
Whenever we head to Boston for a show, we always stop there on the way and just have the best day of the year.
Yep.
Now we've got it fresh in studio. It's amazing.
This is fantastic.
So you know this is going to be a fun app. Pick an 8.2s.
Yeah. That's where I went to. Spin the hour splitting a can.
Half ski.
What do you got, a mash soda there?
It's a lemon peel ginger root soda.
So good.
Because I'm a little baby when it comes to beer.
Is that mash though? Is that what that's called? That's the adult soda?
I've been
soda?
Influenced by Sydney. I like at it every time. Yeah.
I've heard of this. It's a gimmick.
It makes you feel healthy. Yeah. It's a gimmick.
Toss a little it's a nice little treat. Vodka and the little Tito's.
I would. Mask. You don't have any.
That would be really good, actually.
How
do we not have nips? For real.
We have the studio for 2 years. We don't have nips back there?
We should get studio nips.
Francis, bring us some nips next time. On it.
On it. New line item in the budget. What is this $4,800 charge?
Studio Nips,
the Tito's Corporation. So you know it's a weird time of year here in the studio. This is the first time we've recorded where I'm starting to feel a little warm. Starting to feel a little sticky. Don't like it.
You know it doesn't
have to
help.
Shower again.
8.5%er.
No,
doesn't make you feel any cooler.
No.
Dry off.
No.
It gets you wet.
Yes.
Yes. Hell yeah, brother. What is wrong with me? I get to a room with you guys and like my I feel like my brain chemistry changes. Like there's pheromones like hanging out with too many guys. Yeah. And then I just start saying some shit.
Yeah.
It's too like, many bros.
It's like breathing in an invisible gas trap.
I don't say this around my mother. Exactly. I don't talk like this.
You're kind of the broiest of all of us in a way.
Actually.
After you're about an hour.
Yeah.
Me?
Bro.
Oh, I just need to stretch a little.
Sid S.I.D. comes out.
Yeah.
You know, Sydney is traditionally a man's name.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It comes from the old Sydney. English.
I always thought it was weird when I met you.
Yeah, but I don't
like, why does that girl have a man's name?
And a man's haircut, but I don't spell it like that.
No, you don't. I spell it the womanly way.
The Australian way. The womanly way.
Sydney. You have a lot of names. What's your actual name? Do you want to tell us?
No, I can't reveal that.
I thought so, yeah.
My parole officer would be upset.
When we first met, you were like, here's my name. And I looked you up and you weren't by that name. But then you had another name.
What
you had
are you
a lot of different
to?
Names.
My name is Sydney. What are you talking about?
I think he's thinking of your Instagram.
It was my middle name.
You have different last names.
Different last names. You're kind of all over the place.
I don't know for sure, but I think we have to assume
it's
crime related.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it would say if I looked on your license.
I just said my parole officer would be upset if I divulged any more information.
There are protagonists in Icelandic sagas who have fewer names than you do.
It's true.
Yeah. I need to add, like, of Johnson or something, something to my name.
Skid, you're rocking a lot of color over there.
I want to be more colorful.
Little bone storm,
what's
little
tea?
Mets.
What's the tea today?
This is my Bone Storm tea.
I love this.
Buy me Bone Storm or go to hell. Young man in this house, we use a little word called please.
Do you have a similar shirt for Lee Carvalho's putting challenge?
I want to get one. I want to get a Lee Carvalho's putting challenge.
That's great. You excited for baseball? Baseball season right around the corner. Opening day is actually probably already passed
already
by
passed.
The time you're
we're in the middle. Sure, the Mets are already 6 games out of first. But I'm so excited. I'm just like, more than even usual. I'm always excited for baseball season.
It's a good season to be excited about.
A high ticket item. You spent some money.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money this year, more than anybody, once again. And we got a Soto to be proud of. And I'm super excited. And also, like, now where I live, I can walk to Citi Field.
Oh, that's so huge.
So as this is airing, I may actually be there, like, watching.
Have you thought about getting Citi season tickets?
Yeah.
I think it might be time.
Yeah, it may be. But the problem is, it's just like, with their schedule, it's just like, it doesn't make sense for me to, like, go all in on season tickets. I might get a package.
Yeah, I get a package.
Which I've done before in the past with our friend Pat McGrath. We did a couple seasons of that. But
package. Do you, 152 games?
162
games. How many do you think you watch?
How many do I watch?
Yeah, I'm not talking playoffs, just...
What does watch mean?
Like,
six innings
well, this
minimum?
Is
it quality watch?
For someone with borderline obsessive compulsive disorder, I would say watching it start to finish.
Oh, that's insane.
You're losing by 10 runs, you still got to watch through that.
I think the first playoff game, that's the first 9-inning game I watched.
Yeah.
Well, no, not 100%, but I've watched maybe less than five in a season.
I watch all nine. In last couple seasons, I've watched less baseball than I have like in the past. But this season and in seasons past, like 2014, I probably watched 150 games.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Because you'll watch the next day, right?
If you miss it, what I usually do is I'll watch the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. They do this thing like Red Sox in 60 where you can watch the night
the compressed game.
Compressed.
But I watch the full game. I don't watch the compressed. I watch the entire thing.
It's really how you follow the team. Do you sit there with a scorebook like an old lady?
I used to.
I do that when we go to game.
Yeah. That was really fun. They taught me about it. I didn't know that was like a thing. That was
fun. It's fun. A little story we probably told before when Joe and I used to play softball in Sector Park. When I always loved it when Joe's mom and dad came into town because Joe's mom would keep the score.
Grew up keeping score.
Because I was the coach. I was on the team. And I wanted to keep everybody's stats. So I'd be like, hold on, I'm up. Can you hold this while I run to first base?
I kept the score at my daughter's softball all last season. So among the assistant coaches, I was one of them. Everybody was like, don't feel like doing that. I was like, I'll do it. You know, it's a little labor intensive, but I find it to be fun.
I find it very fun.
To like track it and know what happened.
When I was in college, and we've talked about this before, but when I was in college, we got NBA Live 95 on, I think, the Sega Genesis or whatever it was, or the PlayStation. And we had a league. So it was the first one where you could do custom teams. Mm-hmm. And so like you could put, you know, a player from any team on the league on any other team on the league, whatever. So we made up like custom teams and we had a draft, like my friends and I, out of every player in the league. And it's just like we had like eight teams. We go around like we're drafting these super teams. And then we'd had a tournament. We had a regular season, like over the course of the semester. And then like we would have seeding and then we'd have a tournament and a championship and everything. And we kept, the game would not track stats at that point. So we tracked stats by hand. And I was going through like this stuff, like boxes from college. And I found like all of the box scores from like every game that we played. Like I still had them. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. This is like one of the top five best memories of anything I've ever done in my life is that league.
It is a certain personality quirk because I did the same exact thing with Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel.
We had like notebooks full of like, all right, well, you run that 1-2-1. Over time, we would keep stats. Who saw as many goals? Yep. This was pre like stat. Keeping.
Yeah, it wouldn't do it record by hand. Them. It wouldn't save them. So it's like, you had to go through
you guys
by
have hand. Fucking easy. You don't even know.
Yeah, Kate, with your NBA 2K23, you have no idea.
You're taking it all for granted, Kate.
I think I like left my body for like a minute. I don't know. What?
I looked over at Sydney's face and it was not unlike this. She was just like,
yeah.
I think that's also time.
It's also probably 98% of the audience.
Yeah.
But it's also just phased out.
Can you imagine loving a sport to the point where like you have to watch every single game, like your team gets in the playoffs, you can't miss a second of it. You feel sick to your stomach if you start moving your life around to make sure you don't miss a playoff game. Either of you have any? Do you have anything analogous to that?
You love anything that much?
Yeah, do you care about anything in your life?
Care about anything that's significant? Like sports?
My cat.
Yeah. You would watch your cat?
I watch her all the time.
You probably move your schedule around a lot for your
cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But would you watch them 150 times a year?
Do you ever see your cat and scream and jump off the couch cheering?
Yes.
What about for Vanderpump Rules?
I mean, that's not a sport.
Let me ask you this.
That's a lifestyle.
Would you record your cat running around the house for 3 hours because you couldn't be home to watch it or do it live and then stay up till 1 a.m. watching?
Yeah, I do that all the time. I go on my phone. I just rewatch pictures and videos of her while she's like on me.
All right, so you get sports.
If your cat made a huge mistake against a rival cat, would it send you into a week-long depression?
Yeah, probably. Circumstances of that happening would stress me out.
A rival cat.
For sure. Fuck that rival cat. That's my fucking rival now. And you know what? I think I get it.
I think you understand.
If your cat made an ill-advised transaction with another cat, would you then swear off all cats for a period of time until the cats became active again and you'd find yourself crawling back to the cat?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
I think that's
how much
there's a lot
transaction
of common ground
is.
Here.
Unless I have
feeling I feel a lot of empathy.
I bet on it, no. Which I've come to, I'm like realizing now, I'm not in it for the love of the game.
You're in it for the money.
You're in it for the money.
I'm in for the money.
Like most things. Are you a big, what, you got a big FanDuel account there?
No, I'm just, when describing it, I'm like, no, I just would not spend the time and energy on something like that unless I was doing like a league with friends or something. Mm-hmm. And I had like $100 on the line. I'd be like, ooh, really hope they score. Got to watch the game because I'm in it. But no.
And this, just, so this isn't part of your upbringing. This wasn't part of your family.
No, we liked the Yankees growing up. We were a Yankees house. Gross. But and we liked soccer.
Threw my mouth a little bit there.
Yeah, sorry.
Soccer too, huh? Double, yeah. Twofer.
Oh. Yeah, we would go like watch the Red Bulls and we would watch Yankees, but no, not football.
No,
and never like that. My dad was not like a sports guy. I rode dirt bikes. I was into like skateboarding and dirt bikes. Mm. I wasn't into sports.
You see all these counts of like, and you look back at your life, were you going to be happy for all the time you spent watching sports? And I'm like, yeah, I love sports.
That's great. That's awesome. That's great.
I've never once, shit ton of joy.
I've never once seen any of those accounts.
No.
You're getting fed some certain accounts.
I see a lot of different things.
Maybe you're watching too much.
Why they show me these accounts? I got a text last week from the commissioner of my now two sons' baseball league.
Oh, no.
Ash and Archer are going to be on the same team for this spring before Archer moves up to Bantams and Dash stays T-ball. Well, they like it because their dad's the assistant coach. That's kind of fun. It's a lot of work being the assistant coach. But I get a call from the commissioner. Hey, Troy, it's Ken. Need you to call me. Never met Ken in my life. Oh, we're already on a first name basis. How about Mr. LaValle? Anyways.
This is the... Oh, wait. I just want to be clear. Never met him before in your life.
Nope.
You won't return any of our calls.
Well, this is Ken, the commissioner of...
yeah, what are you the commissioner of?
Certainly not literally.
Pipe down over there.
Yeah, let the man finish his story.
Yeah.
If I got a call.
So Ken calls you. He says it's urgent.
Ken texts me. He says, Troy, should have said Mr. LaValle, need you to give me a call as soon as you get this. Like, guys... Gotta call Ken. Gotta call the commish. Like, hey, Ken, this is Troy LaValle. How can I help you? He goes, hey, Troy, I'm in a bit of a pickle. I am putting all these teams together. I got 120 kids for 10 teams, and I got 7 head coaches. So it sounds like you're a real pickle, Ken. But I'm with Coach Quinn. I've been with him for a couple years now. I like being his assistant because I travel and whatnot. He goes, yeah, I hear you. Everybody wants to be on Coach Quinn's team. He's like, I got this other guy. I only put 10 kids on a team. 20 kids have all requested to be on this guy's team. So I got to move people around. He's like, any chance you wouldn't be a head coach? And I'm like, I mean, I'd love to. But I'm not sure if I have to miss time because sometimes I'm flying back on Sunday for the games. And he goes, well, I could, maybe I can put you with this other guy to be a head coach and you could be the assistant. I said, you know what, Ken? That's not going to work for me. I'll be the head coach and he can be my assistant. And he says, You're a real trooper, Mr. LaValle. Then he called me Mr. LaValle. Okay. I'm taking some creative liberties here with the end of the story. But suffice it to say,
I'm your new rank.
I'm now the head coach.
You're now the head coach.
I think he's saying that he needs to be wearing the crown.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've spent the past week and a half watching several videos on how to be the head coach of the T-ball team.
Can you give us?
Did you take the horrifying tests of spotting a predator?
No. No, I know.
They're hard. By the time you're done watching it, you're like, everyone is trying to
kill my child. Am I a predator?
Everyone. You have to like watch these training videos and do these like tutorials about spotting, you know, suspicious behavior among adults.
Like guys in the crowd?
Like other parents. I mean, it's very scary. Oh. It's basically always like, it's always right there. Like you always have to be watching.
They don't. They only do this in New Jersey because everybody's a convicted felon.
It is a state law.
It's America's. I'll admit,
this is in Jersey.
There's not been a crime in my town in 6 years. Yeah. But...
Just wait till you lose your first game.
Yeah, I know. local head coach goes on drunken rampage through post office.
Luckily, it was a Sunday.
Anyways, stay tuned throughout the year for some more
updates. Oh, that's very exciting.
Head coaching is going. Because it's all about making sure they have fun. Because if they have fun, they'll associate baseball with fun. But you also want to make sure.
You know what's fun?
Winning.
Yeah. So we'd like to know your record week by week as we go.
And I'll be secretly keeping stats, but not telling the parents or the kids.
Don't be afraid to scream at them.
Yeah.
That's my one piece of advice. That seems to work.
Isolate.
Make them afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah.
If they're afraid to make a mistake,
they won't.
They'll make fewer mistakes.
They'll make less mistakes.
I don't think we have a problem with this, but I think what Skid is saying is isolate the thing they feel most insecure about and then hammer that.
Yeah, because then that'll teach them to feel more secure.
Any final thoughts from the two of you?
Yeah, I really want to hear how this goes. I'm so curious after like game 3 of the same child just sitting on third base and not doing anything, how you're going to handle the situation.
T-ball's like, tough.
Hands down his pants, sitting on third base. Won't
just do picking
anything.
Grass blades yeah. while the ball rolls by.
Eating the grass, choking on the grass.
I'm actually more concerned about him pulling a Pete Rose and just start gambling on his own game.
That's, oh, no.
I didn't think like about
little,
that. But
little that's... side pot.
Yeah.
Okay. They want the scores. I want how many clipboards you break. That's what I want to know.
Love a clipboard. And of course, this clap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's right, an awkward, weird.
It's a head coach clap. All right, come on.
Let's get it.
Right, what do the kids have to call you? Coach?
Or
they
Coach, call you? Coach T, Coach Troy?
Coach T is
Mr. L.
Mr. L.
Mr. L.
Big Papa.
I like it when they call me Big Papa.
Big Papa and my friends will see you right after this break.
Hey, guys, do me a favor for a second and just go with me here in the imagination copter. Close your eyes and just imagine what you will look like 6 months from now. Particularly talking about your hair, gentlemen. Will it look the same? Will you have lost a little bit like I feel like I will? Now picture what your hair would look like if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, well, then you'd be correct. You're heading down the right road there because Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And it provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. You can choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is super simple. It's 100% online, so you never have to go into any doctors. And you just have to answer a few questions. And then a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. And if it's prescribed, your treatment is just sent to you for free. No insurance needed, and one low price covers everything. From treatments to ongoing care, Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/GCN. That's Hims.com/GCN for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/GCN. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It has taken my content to the next level, making it simple to create everything I need to promote my business. From Instagram and TikTok posts to logos and flyers, all in just a few clicks. Build your brand with Adobe Express. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and get the app for free. Adobe Express, the quick and easy create anything app.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Big Papa's sponsors. Foundry Virtual Tabletop. Got to see Foundry in Actione last week.
After a long break, back on the Foundry. Also, Norse Foundry.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for making the greatest dice in the world. Also took a long break. There was a lot of role-playing. Sometimes you roll a diplomacy here or there.
I want to get rid of those.
But man, this is just like over and over and over and over and over.
Tired of rolling dice.
I agree with you.
Nothing.
There's no just point stop. In rolling dice if you... just want to role play the story?
Right. That's fine. I want to know some more information. What's your society? 15. You know the information.
Exactly.
What are we doing here?
Exactly. What are we doing being sponsored by a dice company when we could not be rolling dice?
Well, we roll it when it matters.
Right.
I just rolled 2d6s and a d20, 6, 17 on the d20.
I mean, it's...
Glass cannon, planet die.
Nice.
7. Just rocks. Just rocks back here.
Nice.
Not as good.
And then you rolled a 1.
And a 1. And a 5. So shout out to the sponsors. Man, I really
We'll be playing around with this on Ascension. I want to continue to play around with it, getting these character sheets a little more active. You know, we're trying to find workarounds. There's like a Hero Lab import that's kind of working, but it would be fun because when you target dudes and do your attack, like if it's a spell, you'll see the fire attack them. You'll see the sword hit.
Yeah.
The damage, it can be automated. There's a lot of fun things we can do for the, you know, purposes of the show with 45 cameras in here. We can only do so much, but I would like to play around with it. Ascension's going to be a fun test for that. Speaking of which, we're back from Milwaukee and St. Paul. It's, at what week is it now? Is it possible that we are in...
I think we're already heading to...
Are we already heading to Seattle and Portland this week?
Oh, wow.
C79, 80. 81. It's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. Tomorrow. But there's probably tickets still available. That Seattle venue is huge. We are in Seattle tomorrow night and then Portland on Saturday. So if you're around, you're in the PN Dubs, or maybe you're in San Francisco or you're in Vegas, you want to come out. Come say hi. UConn. These shows are going to be red hot. Yeah, UConn, Vancouver people, we're not coming to Vancouver this year. Come make that trek down. You heard it here first. We're not coming. So please. Come on, come to both. You made the trip. Might as well just keep going.
Yeah. Anyway. Take a seaplane like I was planning to do if we were playing Vancouver.
You know, and a lot of people did that in Dallas and Austin, and they, I think they had a great time.
Oh, the people that went to both shows.
Yeah, made a weekend out.
Yeah, it's the whole story. You know, and it's back-to-back nights. You don't have like a day in between like we used to have before.
And then you have Sunday to do what you will.
Exactly.
True. Yeah, very exciting. I just want to make sure that I got that right, that we are tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. Anyways, whatever. If not,
it is.
Fucking figure it out.
It's tomorrow.
We're already there.
Beef. So you find out over the past couple weeks, something is not right at Riddleston Manor. And that discovery leads to a discovery of plans hidden under the floor in Dr. Riddleston's bedroom for an extension beneath Riddleston Manor. Secret door in the library leading below to all these chambers. To what purpose? You don't know. You sneak to the library, open the door, slide down this winding staircase. It's damp. You smell sewage. Maybe you're like in the sewer system beneath Leppestadt here where there has been some reconstruction. You open the door very loudly. Don't forget, very loudly.
Yeah.
And you're in this like, what would you call it? Like a something hall.
A lecture hall
with stadium seating and pews leading down to a stage with operating tables and a big purple curtain behind it. Zephyr and Gick decide to go right through, right up to the stage. As they walk between the pews, they set off some sort of trap that sends this gas up into the air that leaves Gick fatigued and Zephyr unconscious. Then behind those purple curtains, two daemons come out. These large, horned, gorilla-looking creatures that breathe fire, cast spells, claw attacks, jaw attacks that do extra vicious damage that hurts not only the person being attacked, but them as well. Very, very strange creatures.
Matt Damon.
And it gets pretty bad. Zephyr finally wakes up, backs up out of the room. Gick then falls unconscious. The creature, one of them, flies up and over Gick's body. That's where we left off.
I don't think this should even be happening.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Point. I can't believe they can fly.
Taken.
I can't believe they can fly.
They believe they can fly.
They have a lot of powers, I just want to say.
Yeah. Well, I think they've been experimented on. They're creations. They have a little bit of power in a bunch of different areas.
Or, yeah, this feels very Frankenstein. Yeah.
Or we get power from things like that, from Yetis or from, you know, our deviant abilities come from them.
How?
Possible.
Matthew, it's a fantasy world. Use your imagination. I don't know. Just spitballing, having fun.
You can lead a horse to water, Sydney.
I know.
You know?
But then Matthew comes over and shoots the horse in the head. Yep. So.
Yeah.
That'll teach that horse.
I was just saying, is there an actual theory here?
Wow. Sorry, Sydney.
I didn't realize that I needed an entire theory. I was just hypothesizing. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I needed a back-sounded scientific theory.
Wow.
I'm going to be unconscious here. Do what you will.
Okay. Plenty of time to come up with a theory.
When I'm dead. In the afterlife.
The creature casts some sort of spell on it, perhaps, or activates some sort of power, purple glow around its body. It then levitates and flies up over the body of Gik. Ceilings are probably about like 12 to 15 feet high, and it's just like coming up the stadium seating. The ceiling is angled. It's not like flat, so it's higher at one end. It's like angled like this, and he's just... And then he takes some damage. Let's roll a recovery check, because when he used his breath weapon, Zephyr failed, and Zephyr took persistent fire damage. But he, not unlike the vicious wound that he did to himself, takes persistent fire damage as well. Of course, only for this round, as I rolled a natty 18. But he will still take fire damage to the tune of 8.
Wow, that's a good roll for us. Okay.
It's 2d6 minus 2.
Yeah, so yeah, 10 on the die.
Takes 8. And moving right along, it's the Amicus Barnes, who is stunned.
And it really is bumming me out.
Yeah, it's stunned as a bummer.
Yeah.
It's a real fly in the ointment.
But it will tick down, right, after this. Mm-hmm. Next round, I'll get all my
actions. Two actions this round, and then... back to three next round, unless you get stunned again.
All right, I think I got to play it as safe as possible. I'm going to do a swap action to swap my Kukri with my Chakram, and then I will throw it at this guy.
Okay. All right, Stunny.
Okay. Natural 20.
Oh, huge.
Wow. He's taking up that entire hallway. You couldn't even get back into the room unless you climbed up over the ledge. Natural 20. Right. That is going to be a fan critical.
Oh, amazing. All right. This one's from Phil Perez in Longview, Washington.
Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Phil. Oh.
Fill her up.
Here's a little Philly John for you.
Gosh.
Oh,
dear.
I hope that's a Philly.
This could be very good. I don't know.
In regards to your name.
Is it Phil hyphen Y?
No.
No. He's not fun.
In a classic Philly Joe fashion, you forgot to adequately wash your hands after enjoying a delicious greasy cheese whiz filled steak sandwich. The, what did you throw?
Chakram.
The chakram you use to make your range attack has a slight coating of cheese whiz, double damage, and your target must make a reflex save.
Okay.
So, first double damage, then a reflex save.
Okay.
So, I would like to remind you that this all counts as holy damage.
Ah.
So a holy chakram.
From the Courageous
that's
Anthem.
That's factored in.
All right, that's an 18 on the reflex, which...
Oh, that's going to be a fail.
Yeah.
And it's 22 points of damage.
22 points of damage.
Wow. Holy damage.
Plus 22 holy damage.
22 holy will then tick off that extra big hit. Big hit.
The cheese whiz is flung into the creature's eyes, blinding it for one round.
Wow.
What a dumb creature.
You can spend one action to wipe this away.
Maybe we'll say it's like blood.
Yeah, maybe instead of cheese whiz.
Maybe instead of cheese whiz, it's just
old blood.
Maybe
it's
just put some
blood.
Cheese in your pocket from dinner. Oh, yeah, or later.
Well, maybe it's gravy.
Maybe it's gravy.
Grilled gravy hands, yeah.
Gravy.
Ah. So it gets into its eyes. It is blinded unless it spends an action to wipe it away during its turn.
It's more of gravy than of grave about you, I fear.
I do fear that. And because I'm stunned.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, it's large, hairy Yikes' turn. The one that just got blood
in its eyes.
Gravy blood.
Ritted.
First action, wipes the gravy out. Second action, man, it is fucking mad now. He has not used his breath weapon, but he's wasted an action. He's also really, really hurt. Man, this seems like a waste.
We need to finish him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. Just a breath.
Breath on me.
You. So that hallway, he just like, he looks at you. Gravy. Flames just.
Come on.
Fire down the hallway. Magical flame.
Norse Foundry.
Come on, giant Norse Foundry. Save us.
Norse! No! No!
Oh, no, Norse!
Natural what?
Natural 4. 15.
Do you have a bottle cap?
I do not.
That's probably not a critical fumble. is my guess.
I
could be wrong.
I think it's going to be a critical.
Do you think 15 is a critical fail?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That's my guess.
It is not.
All right.
But you're still going to take 76 minus 2 fire damage to the tune of 26 points of fire damage.
Yikes.
And 2d6 minus 2 persistent fire damage, which the creature will also take.
Wow.
All right, 2d6.
I'm so curious about.
And it takes it right now. Are.
It takes it right now at the end of its turn.
And it could kill it.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on!
Yeah.
So I'll roll the recovery after I take it, because it is pretty low. Let's see, moving right along. Auto roll from there. 9 points.
Nice.
Damage.
Dude, 11 yo.
11 yo. And a nat 1 on the recovery.
Oh, yes.
So you take the damage again.
So he's stop. So he's just, it's got Barnes's wounds on its body. Come it's on. Got flames Finish licking it. Off of it.
I just went.
But of course, Barnes is also on fire. And it's Zephyr's turn.
Zephyr!
So.
It's foo.
So.
It's foo.
As a super dexterous fast monk.
Yes.
I've got 35 feet of movement.
Yes.
But it's this pew situation. So like the one that is the most hurt is 25 feet away, but there's pews. So like how should I handle that? Because I'd like to try to hit that
one
first.
What Barnes did.
I don't want to do a run and jump.
Okay.
Can
Well, you could jump over this ledge here and end up down behind Barnes. Barnes. That would be one action.
Okay.
And if you did it at an angle, how far away do you need to be from this creature?
I want to run right up to it.
You want to run right up to it? Well, since he's your ally, first action, right you could there. Run and jump over this thing.
Yeah.
See if you can land safely. And then second action, move right up to it. And then you'll get your flurry of blows.
Could I just run down the pews and end up right in Yaw?
You can, but that's going to be in the athletics check, and the athletics check is two actions.
Okay,
but that
so
includes the stride.
Way, I can't get into my stance.
Ramius is going to say, Zephyr, wait. What? Just a moment. So I'm going to ask you to delay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Ramius, after chucking a knife
at her.
You
did hurt me before. 6 seconds ago.
I'm very sorry about that. You were unconscious when I apologized. But I did say sorry.
I did try to kill you, but it was in your sleep.
But it was just to wake you up.
You were unconscious when I apologized.
Couldn't think
best.
Of a better idea.
All right. She holds until after
until
your turn,
Ramius does
I guess.
Whatever he does. But it is Buggles' turn. Buggles, what do you do?
Buggles. So the Kula Khan is still in force. And which one has taken more damage?
The one in the back.
The one in the back.
The one in the back right is about to die, it seems. So yeah.
Okay.
Finish it.
So I'm going to do a fiery frostbite.
Against
it. Because, and the only reason that I'm not doing ignition, which would potentially do more damage, is because one of my allies is adjacent to it, so you would take splash damage. I don't want that.
Okay. Wait. I thought you said, oh, so you're not doing the farther one?
Barnes
no, I am.
Is next
it's in
to
Barnes.
It.
No.
Oh, it's not.
He threw that.
Barnes is 15
weapon.
Feet away from
me. Oh, I can't see down the hallway. I thought he was next to it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys can't see where Barnes
is. I can't see at all.
I can see. Yeah, I realize he's out of our line of
sight. You're 35 feet away from the one that Barnes is lighting up, and you're...
And Barnes is adjacent.
Barnes is not adjacent.
Okay. Then he's going to do... Gonna do an ignition.
So cool that you can't see Barnes. I love that.
Yeah, maybe we should have played it that way. I apologize.
I can't see any of you, but also I would be shouting things to you.
I'm not adjacent.
Do
what you do.
It's a 21 to hit.
Which one?
Yeah, that's
the
a rearmost one.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Finish him up.
Okay. He's already on fire. Put him on fire, fire.
Okay, we could try to put him on fire.
I'm a little fire, Scarecrow.
Right. And once again, to appease the angry mob. I'm going to roll through the app here. 21 points of fire damage.
Ooh.
21 points of fire damage. A, like, burning circle.
Why snap my fingers? And it just, boom, it just, like, explodes on him.
It explodes on him. He takes that impact. A burning circle of fire appears around his feet, like in the shape of a pentagram, and he crumbles into it.
Oh, yes.
Literal demons.
He's a demon.
Literal demon. He's being summoned back to the abyss.
Amazing. Okay.
One down, one floating over Gek.
Okay.
Who is Dr. Riddleson dealing with?
Yeah.
With my third action, I'm going to do another Psy Burst against the other one.
Okay.
Give me a reflex save.
Reflex save on this John Ski. Not a great roll. Oh. 16.
Okay, that is a fail. And that is going to be seven points. And I'm going to use Mind Shift here.
Okay.
So I'm going to deal mental damage.
Okay.
So that's going to be seven points of mental damage against that
guy. Okay, just buffeting its demon mind.
Hulakan vacates.
Nice. Hulakan vacates. Brother Ramius, you had a plan here. Top of round four. What are you thinking?
He's going to he'll reach out and touch Zephyr. Whoa. And a shimmering shield of holiness is going to surround you. He's going to cast protection on Zephyr.
Nice.
So that'll increase your AC and all your saving throws by one.
Okay. Protection. Is that like a condition?
It's a spell. It's a spell
adjustment. Spell adjustment. Okay.
Yeah, so add protection. That should give you plus one to AC and all saves. And then he will pull his hand away from her, and once again, the dagger lifts up from his belt, and as this thing's flying over Gek, he says, "Get away from her!" And he'll shoot a dagger at the creature. Definitely hitting this time, Matthew. Well, 21.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
That's
a hit. Yes. Nice. All right. All right. And he'll do 7 points of spirit damage.
7 points of spirit damage. Okay. 7 points of spirit damage.
Are we still under your lingering performance?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you let us know when it's off?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no. This is round four.
This is round four.
Oh, so now it's
cast in round one, so one.
Well, it ends on her turn. Right, yeah, in round four.
Okay, so then yes, on my turn.
So I had it 3 rounds. This was my third round.
Okay. Zephyr, do you want to go now before the creature?
Yeah, is this Aura of Protection?
It's
I'm
just
trying
protection.
To find it on Hero Lab so I can add it.
Just Protection. I gave it to you on the here, obviously, when we're not using it, but it's plus one to AC
it's
and
just
save.
Just plus one to AC and save.
Yeah, it just should be straight up Protection.
Yeah. I can remember that. All right, awesome. So I'm a little wary of running back into this area just because of the gas from before. But so I guess I want to run around down behind it. So I guess two move actions to get like back here.
But it's up in the air.
Oh, it's up in the air.
Yeah. So you could actually move straight through Gek. It hasn't taken AOOs yet, but you could actually run right under it, straight down the line.
All right.
But yeah, it's up in the air. So yeah.
Can she hit it?
Ranged stuff. You could only hit it if you did, like, running across the pews and did, like, a Superman punch.
That sounded like a dare
so
to me.
So only if I do the coolest thing ever?
Right, it's up to you if you want to do something like cool.
Unless
you're afraid.
Try to run and jump.
I mean, we should take your fear into account.
Run, jump, flurry of blows in the air,
oh, that's
John?
So dope.
That sounds awesome.
Boom, boom. And then fall to the ground after?
Yeah, then you'll be very, very
cat
hurt.
Fall.
Break your back on one of the pew.
I got catfall.
Catfall.
Pew pillar.
Catfall. Landing.
All right, let's roll.
I mean,
these
what
days.
Else
let's
on
go.
Earth?
All right, athletics check.
Right. Other than in midair.
Yeah, let's just do athletics check, but not to leap, because that's two actions. Well, yeah, no. It's two
like
actions, and then you can flurry of blows in midair.
Okay. So, athletics check.
Yeah, easy check for you, right?
Should be. Should be. 18.
18, you're okay.
Feel like, okay, cool.
Now, here's the problem. You can stride and then go 20 feet. So yeah, I'm going to say you are right where I put you on the map. You're just like, boom.
Yeah, exactly like that. Like Superman punch, this like is, boom.
This is cinematic.
Right in the yes, face. Flurry of
flying
blows.
Mug. This should be the cover of the book.
You can just see it, dude.
I got the number so big, you guys. This might be a crit.
Oh.
31.
Critical hit.
That's what happened because now that I'm level 5,
critical
I get an extra precision crit. Damage. Critical added everything.
What?
First one is a crit.
Action Kate.
Second one.
Action Kate to the stage. Action
second
Kate
one is
to the
a
stage.
Miss. So please.
What was it?
2. So yes. 11.
That was a miss.
So please give me a fortitude save for stunning fist.
Fortitude save for stunning fist.
Fortitude save.
Okay, here we go. Fortitude save. Right down Broad Street. Gonna be a 26.
I'm pretty sure that's a pass. Where
it's
is
a pass.
It? Okay, yeah. I don't know where it is on Hero Lab. Okay, so you're fine. And now I do damage.
Yes.
2d6 plus 5, and then it's a plus 1 precision damage.
And it's another plus 1 for Courageous Anthem.
10, 11. 11 points of damage.
Did you add the other one for Courageous?
And then 1 precision damage.
Should we do Fan Critical?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it wasn't a natural 20.
It wasn't a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Dirty 31.
Dirty crit.
Yeah, still double it.
So 12.
Oh, okay. So
check this out, by the way. Check out this image.
12.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Ezrin,
oh,
my man.
Oh, my
Ezrin
gosh.
Just, oh, falling back. It looks like the John Jamski, the Gurion, like bursting through the walls.
It's bursting through the pews.
Through the pews. Yeah. Actually, it's bursting through the chalkboards.
Look at that.
This assumes the characters all just walk up to the stage.
Right.
Yeah. And then like, wham!
Well, I mean,
surprise
that's where
attack.
Zephyr was at the beginning of the
fight.
So then 22 points of damage and then 1 precision because it was a crit for bludgeoning effects.
All right, so
double that too.
22.
I double that too.
Plus 2.
Okay. 24.
Okay. And then the 26 on the stunning, I'm not stunned or anything. Okay. So,
not nice. Stunned.
And then you have Cat's Grace?
I have Catfall.
One more point of order. Do you add that precision on a crit?
It's on a crit. I like just read this the other day.
And you don't double it.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
If it only comes up when you crit, you don't double it.
Yeah. So it's a matter of one point.
21.
So I think it's only 1 point of damage.
Yeah.
Did you roll for it and roll a one? Or
no, you just get an extra
just one
point of precision damage.
Okay.
Lame.
It does sound lame.
It's a little lame.
It feels like you should be able to double it.
I could be wrong, but I read it like 2 days ago.
Let's put a zero after it. Call it 10.
Yeah.
Which sounds way more critical.
That's way more fun. And the first rule of Pathfinder is, are they having
fun? Have fun with your friends.
That's not even the top 10 rule.
So yes, I have catfall, so I treat falls as 10 feet shorter.
All right, so I'll say you alight atop this.
Oh, so cool.
There. So actually, you're actually still within striking range.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
But it isn't in striking range of you, and it's its turn.
Imagine, it just like, boom, punches her off of the pillar. So cool.
When did I do that breath weapon?
Last round.
How many D4s can I go? Do we get breathy? Maybe not this round. But we could get Killy.
We could get Killy.
We got Killy Gilly.
All right, he's no longer on fire. The other one's dead. We got Gick. And Zephyr.
Oh, wait.
Within range.
The critical specialization of brawling is you must succeed at a fortitude save against my class DC or be slowed one until the end of your next turn.
Phenomenal. But he already passed.
Okay.
Essentially, right? Or is it?
Well, that was for something else. Yeah.
So you got to save again. Fortitude.
19. That's probably a
That's probably a fail.
That's a fail.
Your class
so you're slowed one.
Okay.
So the end of your next turn?
It says till the end of your next turn, so I'm assuming that's me.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have Stunning Fist and a critical specialization on
For brawling.
For brawling.
Yeah, the target must succeed. That's what it says. It wasn't the precision damage.
Oh.
I was wrong.
Wow. Dope.
Oh, so there's no precision damage.
Actually, there's no precision damage. It's just that save, the fortitude save. So.
Wow.
So give yourself one back.
Yeah, give myself one back, but then
lose an action.
Yeah, all right, so he slowed one, and it is the start of his turn, so he will only have 2 actions.
And he has to spend one to fly.
And he has to spend one to fly.
Yep.
All right, so.
I think.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going on here, but.
Yeah, it's like hover.
It's the fly spell. I think he has to spend one action to fly.
Yeah, let me just make sure. Do it by the book. You can use an action to fly 0 feet to hover in place. So first of my only 2 actions is the hover
that
in place.
That is huge, Kate. Yeah.
And then I'm going to fuck Zephyr up.
Try.
I'm gonna
try and hit me.
20 is a spell. No, I think I'm just going to roll.
You have that protection. Plus
yes,
one to your
plus
AC.
One
all right, he's going to shoot. He's going to swing for the fences here. He's going to go to bite you. Natural 2.
Oh.
Yes!
What's the total?
16 misses.
Oh, miss.
That is its turn.
We have a huge
I'm having
window
so much
here.
Fun right now.
It is Gickmuck's. Oh, sorry.
Function,
but that
function.
Signifies the end of the sweet, sweet bonus.
Yes. Oh, now I'm
courageous anthem. We're no longer courageous now. You've been gone too long.
Courage, but perhaps you are inspired by Zephyr's badass move, which earns her a hero point.
Oh, yay!
Awesome. Nice.
Also known as a bottle cap.
Yay. Oh, I got two Margos.
Nice. They're so you.
All right. It is Barnesy's turn. Barnes.
We forgot to do my
persistent
damage last turn.
Ooh, okay, I'll roll it right now. It's going to be 3 points persistent. Roll to see if you remove it.
Wait, what? It hasn't been your turn since you got the persistent.
Yes, it has. It breath weapon me, I crit it, right?
No. It crit you, and then, yeah, you roll it at the end of
the
turn.
You hadn't gone yet.
But Zephyr, you have to. All right, so Zephyr, give me a, whatchamacallit?
C15.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, you take 5 points of fire damage and remain on fire. Now it's Barnes' turn.
Okay. Can I see this creature? It's flying in the air. I'm assuming this railing was low enough to jump over.
You'd think, but according to the map, I can't see it. You're really low down.
The map treats everything on the same plane, so we're going to have to put that. How tall is the railing?
Yeah, but the walls are taking that into account. Let me look and just see what the text says for how low that is.
Yeah, I don't think the walls are taking the flying into account.
Lecture hall, can you of course.
Can you type an algorithm?
Oh, you know, I can, yeah. I don't know if the map... We'll see if it's smart enough to know. I can change the elevation to, 10. Still can't see it. But I don't know if it takes that into account. So
I'm guessing the wall is about 15 feet high, or maybe less, because it's the third step. Well, I'm on
it's
the first
a 10-foot drop down.
10-foot.
Yeah, so you're 10 feet
but
down.
But it's not 10 feet the whole way. It goes up, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm assuming down here it's only about... 3 feet. It scales up to the third pew.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll give it concealment against you if you want to do something ranged.
Okay, great.
Cover.
Excuse me.
Then I will draw my short bow, and I will fire off 2 arrows.
Okay.
I get this. This is going to count as holy damage. So first attack. 20.
Oh, no.
If only I had the courageous amp.
The cover would have been
still missed with the cover.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. And then second attack, miss.
Boom, you're down there firing these off.
Bummer.
Any more actions?
No.
Okay.
Draw, shoot.
Give me a skibbity recovery roll.
Skibbity toilet.
C15 is hard.
All right, you'll take 3 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And remain on fire. Buggles. Buggles is a little unsung hero in the back here.
And he's also stupefied. So with his reeling mentally, he is... All right, she's still... Okay, so he's going to do a regular frostbite attack against the creature. Please give me a fortitude save. Oh, I can never remember. Fortitude, yes. Fortitude.
19.
That is a failure.
Yeah. This has been going great.
And
shit.
16 points of damage.
Ooh, boy. 16 points of damage. He's hurt.
And oh wait, watch that.
He's no longer slow.
Alright, made it. And with my third action, I'm going to just raise shield.
All right, just raise shield. We go to the top of round 5, a classic 5-rounder. Brother Ramius, can you finish this?
Can he finish it? We'll see. No, I don't think so, but I think what I'm going to do is first he's going to fire the spiritual dagger at the creature without the bonus.
Natural 20!
Oh my god!
Let's fucking go, dude!
Hell yeah, magic crit!
Oh, Ramius!
Oh. Is that a magical crit?
Beautiful, yeah. Spiritual, magical dagger.
That's
goes
a magic
right
crit.
Through it. Whatever!
Yes.
All right, let's go to the Naish. See what the Naish has to say about a magical crit.
Magic crit, John!
All right, this one from Tinian in Liverpool, England.
International
Tinian. Oi, brother.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for some action. As your magic surges through you, you can feel a sense of deja vu. As you see this spell so perfectly, you can feel time shift. Deal normal damage. Unfortunate. You then restart your action economy. Enjoy, chaps. Wow. That's what it says.
Wow. Okay. Like a free spell.
So he gets, yay, free shot, free spell, gets the action back. Unfortunately, normal damage, but whoa. What are you going to do? Okay. That is going to be, 15 points of spirit damage.
Wow.
Near max.
It's not holy damage, right? It's just spirit.
It's just spirit, okay. Yeah. It's just spirit. He's too high right now to be holy.
Sure.
And then he will...
makes sense, sure.
And then he feels this insane, like, agility come back into him, right? So, no. Actually, no. Let's not do that. He is going to...
Wake
this
me up.
Is interesting.
Wake me up.
Dude, come on, man. You're killing me.
I'll wake you up.
You're killing me. Finish me for four rounds.
I know. It's what I'm trying to do. It was going to be cool. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oil cream.
Trying to think of a way to do this.
Punch me.
Healing would wake her up.
Kiss yeah, me. That too.
Yeah, but it's too much of a waste. My healing is way too powerful to waste. I mean, are you hurt?
I'm down 12 hit points.
I go right after him. That's I'll not wake a lot. You up.
That's fine. I can also sleep. She probably needs her sleep.
I 100% sleep. Wanted to wake her up. But I'm just trying to figure out how to use that last action best. So he's going to come.
Sleep so soon after
he's going to. He'll come down.
Poke her with the dagger.
He starts coming down the steps. It's like, Kik, we need you. And he's just going to move down and then use an action to rouse her.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Wake up! Wake up!
And yeah, getting those actions back really helped.
Yeah. And then, and he still has an action, which he'll use to. Ooh, that's interesting. No, he's going to move back because of the gas. So he moves up, wakes her up. Get up! We need you! And then looks back at the demon, like, fearfully, and he, like, stumbles running back up the steps, but then he gets back up the steps because of the renewed action economy from my man, Tinian!
Nice.
Big turn coming up here for Zephyr, because then it goes back to him. He used his breath weapon X rounds ago. It may have recharged, but he's also on the ropes here. You're standing atop this pillar, like Daniel-san, ready to do the crane kick.
I want to move to behind him. One action.
Okay.
Well, because I'm thinking if he's going to use his breath weapon.
Right, but you're on a pillar.
You're
right?
on a pillar. So oh, you gotta start.
You're balancing on a pillar, so it might be like an athletics check to jump to a farther pillar.
You could use the leap action, which is only one action. Horizontal jump up to 10 feet horizontally if your speed is at least 15 feet, or up to 15 feet if your speed is 30. What is your speed?
35.
Okay, so you could leap horizontally 15 feet.
To where I want to go.
Yep, you land in the space where your leap ends, meaning you can typically clear a 5-foot gap or a 10-foot gap if your speed is 30 or more. You can't make horizontal. It's just a straight-up move. You don't even roll
for it. Oh, nice. Cool. Then I want to do that.
But I mean, but in this case, is she falling like 10 feet down during this?
She process? Is, but with her, I would say with your fall, doesn't matter. Fall it you just, anything. You okay. can land right where you want.
Yeah. Awesome. So I want to move right here.
Yeah, it'd be a great place to watch your friends die.
Great. Get into stumbling stance.
Oh.
Oh, I've been drinking. One action. Last action. Flurry of blows.
Speaking nice. Of which.
Speaking of which,
go birds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Go birds. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that counts.
Okay. I don't know where that went. Hope it didn't break. First one is a 25 to hit.
25 to hit, so hit.
Nice.
One is a miss. It's 13.
Okay.
So please give me a fortitude save for Shunning Fist.
Rocks 31.
Okay, yeah, that's a critical pass. So. Ooh. Oh, so big. 15 points of damage.
Wow!
Whoa!
That was right to the nards.
Really well, the first one, I did like a one. So yeah, 15 points of damage, and that was three actions. That's my turn.
That's your turn. Well, let's see. Large hairy yikes is still up, and it is mad at you. And it goes to take a bite out of you. Are you still on fire?
Oh, I am. Right. Yes.
Give me a fire roll.
Wait. Let's just go through a couple things. You did that was one action, your move, wasn't it?
Get into stumbling stance.
Then stance, okay. And then you're below this creature. But you hit it, so you're within its reach.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think she fell out.
It's fine. You could have hit first and then moved, right?
Yeah, I was still next to it.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you're like...
Now I'm below
it. Can
it.
Reach you, but you can't reach okay. it type of thing.
Got it.
I was thinking it couldn't reach her, so... But then it doesn't make sense if she could reach it. So.
Yeah. It's fine. Let's just for...
Fine.
We'll it's a big fucking creature.
Yeah.
But now, give me a recovery check.
Yeah, failed.
Fail. You take 9 points.
Ooh, this fire.
Oh, boy.
It caught up with you, and now it's going to take a bite out of you, or at least attempt to. Flying. Fucking missed.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my highest chance to hit.
Nice try.
Miss. I'm going to stay there, so I'll use the second action to fly, and then just swing for the fences and try and bite you again. Yeah. Like nose diving. All right, I think that got a PC of 25.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
All right, 25 to hit. Let me get out the D10s, see what we got. Let's see what happens. A couple things are going to happen. Oh, man. This math is so weird on this. 16 points of piercing plus 1 point of spirit, so 17 points of damage, and then you take a vicious wound, which it will also take another 4 points of damage, so 20 total, but then it takes 4 points of damage at a time when it can't really afford to lose any more hit points.
Okay.
And it is still Gikmuk's turn still.
Nope, I'm awake.
You're awake?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, awake. You're awake.
Okay.
I open my eyes. Hey, Ramius.
Hey.
I fell asleep. Did I miss something?
There's a giant demon over behind you.
Look up.
It's floating. It's like floating nose above you. Down.
Oh, no.
You look up and you just see, like, it's taint.
Oh.
Yeah. Over top. What does that look one? Like?
It's taint.
It's a big, hairy.
Demon taint.
It big, is hairy, Bigfoot waiter.
It's a void. Yeah. It is an it's absolute void.
It's a void.
And I can't, like a car accident.
It's the absence of life.
I can't help. But look.
Void taint.
All right. Man. What can I do? Oh, interesting. I'm not going to move. I'm going to shoot from the hip, from the ground. Will you make a fortitude save as Gik looks up at the taint and points one finger at the taint?
Not my taint. 24.
Shit. Yeah, that's a success, but that's okay. She points her finger right at the booty hole.
Huh?
And you are now slowed one. For another round.
Wow.
So okay. I at least can fuck up your action economy.
Huge.
And that's huge. Then,
especially with the breath weapon and the need to fly.
Standing up from prone is not a movement, right? I'm just...
It is.
Can I crawl?
Also,
sure. But that you can only crawl 5 feet, I believe.
Yeah. And it's an action that provokes. But it hasn't provoked this far.
I'm going to crawl under the pew adjacent to me. She's just going to army crawl. She goes... Thank you, Ramius. And she's just going to army crawl over to the pew. I'll be under here.
And go back.
We need courage. We need courage.
What?
Next round.
Fuck you up to courageous us.
Next round.
Bart. I'm so scared.
Actually, I could.
I'm so afraid.
Shoot, I could stay and do the courageous anthem.
I thought you were going to whip out a John and laying on the ground, like do the back arching.
She doesn't have the
guitar
actions.
Solo.
You don't have the. She doesn't have the actions to pull out the thing.
Would you let me retcon and stay where I am and do another courageous anthem?
Sure. You don't have a guitar. You're just singing.
I can sing. I can just
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, okay,
it.
Yeah. That's good.
So
ow!
I'm going to do another courageous anthem, use another focus point. Lingering composition. Let me see. Just in case this goes long. Wow, that was dog shit. 16. So that's just.
It's a fail.
Fail.
So purple taint.
So wait,
purple
so that taint. Is lingering performance uses your focus point.
Yeah.
Now, since you failed, it doesn't use the
exactly.
focus point.
Exactly.
But your courageous anthem doesn't use a focus point, but it's only for one round.
Yes.
I think we got this right now.
Yes, we have this right now. So I still have focus points, but now this is just one round, but you'll okay. all get the plus again.
Barnes!
Finish him!
Okay, Barnes is going to rush forward, gingerly stepping over the body of the demon to get up on the stage.
He is still here.
I've been shooting the it the whole time.
Gone. And then you work on your new monologue.
Oh, right.
It vanished
right.
into the pentagram.
I'll gingerly step over
the... It's the spotlight!
The lingering embers.
You going to work on your tight five up there?
The amicus bonds from the Arcanine.
My normal job is a professor.
What's the deal? With, okay. I'm just going to fire off 2 shots from the short bow.
Okay. That you had drawn in full?
I fired last
round. Fired last round.
Sure. I drew and fired.
Right? I appreciate it.
That is
Matthew always
be...
has the weapon he needs.
People get so mad when you question.
I have the Kukri out most of the time.
I throw my long hammer at.
I swapped.
What the fucking long?
I swapped to get the chakram, and then I drew the short bow. That's the worst. 21 to hit.
Hit.
Yes.
That is going to be 9 points of holy damage.
Ooh, holy damage.
Game over.
Yes! Yeah. With the killing blow, dude.
What is going on in this lecture hall with demons? Find out right after this quick
break. Right after this quick, John.
Beefy fight. Beefy fight with a side of cheese. But these demons, these mad demons have been vanquished as you now stand in a lecture hall with operating tables, chalkboards that busted open by these creatures, a purple curtain.
I'm still on fire.
Doors and people on fire.
Put yourselves out.
All right, so let's go to Barnes. Finish your turn.
Ramius is going to run. Oh, we're staying.
Yeah, you're still in your turn.
You just did one
is it one action to try to pat yourself down?
I think so.
Two actions.
It's two actions.
I only have one left.
Right, so just give a flat, John.
Flat, John, coming up. He's on a 19 and rolled 2 or 3. I'm still on fire.
Okay, then you will. We'll take some damage to the tune of 3 points of damage. Flips around to Zephyr.
Pat myself down.
Okay.
Please.
All right, so DC 10.
Stones out, Zephyr.
12.
Okay, so you only, you're done being on fire, but you take 9 more points of fire damage.
Dude, you've rolled so many crafts.
Just doing it
it's
all on
insane.
VTT. That's actually 11 minus 2.
No, I know. Yeah. So I'm saying, oh, yeah, craps. It's like craps.
You're 11. And then back to you, Barnes.
DC 10. Okay. Well, I'll spend 2 actions patting myself
down. Ramius is running down there. It's important for the character. Barnes! He's coming to help you.
Okay.
Okay. But he can't quite get there. He doesn't have the action economy, but he's running toward you.
Okay.
It's fun flavor, though.
It is fun flavor.
It's mechanical and relevant. Stop.
Okay. I pat myself down and roll a 14.
Okay.
Just so as then, I get there. Oh, thank God.
Your face invigorated me in the patting of myself.
And you take 9 points of damage. Another 11. Does this thing only roll 9s?
This thing falls to the ground.
So I say that. I pat myself down. I put out the flames. And I say, your face invigorated. And I just collapse unconscious and die.
Oh.
Really? That 9 took you down.
I had 7 hit points.
Good thing. Joe, really good thing you mechanically moved down there.
For real.
Can you heal him and save him?
Where'd you take all that damage from? Didn't I heal you like 30?
Breath weapon to me, solo.
Oh, yeah. You failed the breath weapon. That's right. Yeah. Ramius runs up to him and the fire goes out, but he collapses to the ground. He starts thinking.
His
bond's important. Exactly. Like
maybe he's behind this whole thing. This does look like
he was almost
chalkboard teacher
stuff.
He was
almost 2 against Riddleson. As if it was all a setup. Oh, he will stabilize you. Right?
Do you have to roll or can you just do it?
Let's just move the story along.
Yeah.
But he does have stabilize prepared. So okay. I will cast stabilize, which will stabilize him, and then I will treat wounds in order to save the spell slots in order to bring you back. But, you know, you are at 0, so let's see if I hurt you. I'm going to not increase the DC. There we go. Critical success on the treat wounds, and he's on his way to recovery, Troy. But this takes 10 minutes as he's working on blind.
So as he's working on that, what are the rest of you doing?
I run down to Zephyr. Are you all right?
Oh, hey. No. Yes, I'm alive.
That was... What is happening? Who is this Riddleson? What is this?
Yeah, so this thing, fell down in front of us, basically, as it
and
died.
And now it's just, laying on the pews.
I want to take a closer look at it, now that we're in front of it.
It's a giant beast.
Yeah, Git goes with Zephyr to look at it.
Occultism? Or religion?
Or occultism, yeah.
Do a little occultism.
Yeah, occult.
Let's both do occult.
18.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Occultism or religion?
Occult.
Okay. All right, so this is a type of demon known as I'm probably going to butcher this pronunciation, but we'll go with mine, a Susto demon.
Susto.
And they are formed from the souls of mortals, vile mortals, particularly those who took efforts to hasten their own death.
Oh,
wow. You do find that like a lot of demons in Pathfinder, I'm sure this is not just Pathfinder, but like they all have like their own things. Like there's reasons that they become demons.
Yeah.
You know, the...
it happens with devils,
like
too.
Like Baycocks are like... They were like serial killers or something.
Yeah, it's like your soul in life, what it becomes in the afterlife in some ways, or how they got trapped. But these ones, this sounds like despicable people that committed suicide, perhaps, or took the path that way, or intentionally put themselves in that position.
So it would explain why they're taking damage while hurting you.
Very interesting
as well. Yeah,
that's scary.
Really, really interesting. They are from Abaddon.
So it's kind of like a voluntary thing to become one.
Not necessarily, but the actions you took in life. Yeah.
They succeeded.
But what we can say is they were not made in a lab. This is a, like an existing sort of demon that forms from a certain soul that does a certain
thing. Right. But they're also not native to Ustalav. Like they had to be they had to have been summoned here, called
for sure.
Magically.
With our roles.
Like circles, you know, like ritual circles.
Well, Ramius is doing that to detect magic. Is there anything just around the stage area, behind the chalkboards, any summoning circles, anything, any evidence of lingering magic still?
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing, Gick?
I was going to ask, like, to continue that. Now knowing we have this knowledge that they're Susto demons, would we know in general if demons are like controllable? Like, could Riddleson have used them and said like, guard this place, that kind of thing? Or are they sort of free will chaos agents?
That's interesting. Give me an arcana check.
Okay.
Arcana.
Not great. That's a 14.
Yes, yes, there is something like that, but you can't think of what the actual magical...
She's kind of talking about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sean is.
Summoning demons,
there's a lot of risk associated with it. You could potentially control or potentially lose control, but...
Joe and I rolled the same thing.
I only rolled a 13.
So worse than me, huh?
Wait!
So you don't know.
Scholarly recollection.
Oh.
So I will roll twice. Take the better. Roll a 14.
I went from a natural 4 to a natural 5. Come on, man.
So weird. Yeah, I mean, you know that they could be, they would have had to have been conjured here somehow, purposefully conjured. Or you've also heard tell of like the actions of people like creating these portals where like, you know, great evil could create a portal for demons to just be able to walk through.
It wasn't like necessarily an intentional ritual.
Right. Most likely it was. Yeah. But
couldn't they possibly be refugees from Sarkoris?
That's the thing. It's like you're not that far from Mendev. Maybe they were like, they went underground. It was like, oh, great, Electra Hall. Let's hide behind this curtain. But you do
place to hide.
You do detect some sort of like magic that's like fading out with their death. Beyond just
believe that you're right, Zephyr, for your instinct or your instincts are right that there was. I do believe that they were summoned here by some dark magic.
Maybe he's got a book or something. There's all the chalkboards. Maybe he's got notes.
Yeah, what?
Can I look what's on the chalkboard?
Yeah, look, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of dicks.
Oh, never mind. Oh, wow. Never mind. No, never mind.
It's like Riddleson Silicon was Valley. It's like the
Riddleson was here. One.
Riddleson was here. W-U-Z.
I write, for some strange reason, GLASSCANEN.
Really tiny.
Yeah,
small,
no.
Tiny writing.
Doesn't mean anything.
I'm being facetious. Yeah, so... There is a lot going on in these chalkboards. It's kind of a lot of, some of it's been erased over and written. You're trying to like read it. It's hard to see, but something that does jump out at you is you keep seeing this word a couple different times, Black Frost.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You see Black Frost over and over again. You know, there are images of gates. Several gates with like mathematical computations, arcana, like symbols, arcane symbols, I should say, and then like Black Frost question mark and like formulae for how Black Frost is maybe how it's created or how it's how you fight against Black Frost. It's unclear if it's like something to ward you against the effects of Black Frost or to create Black Frost. It's very unclear.
Can I do a check on that?
Yeah.
With that knowledge, like I never thought of Black Frost itself as a thing or a spell or a buff or a debuff or a... Would it be Arcana again?
Yeah, Arcana or, you know, Alchemy or you know, even Occultism.
Crafting.
I'll do Esoteric Knowledge.
Or Occultism. I'll do Arcana.
No, I don't know.
And I already used my John Jamsky. Oh, hey, there we go. 27. 28. Arcana on Black Frost. I always, we've heard over and over again, the Black Frost Whale, the Black Frost Whale. I always just thought that was one title.
Yeah.
I never separated in my mind Black Frost from Whale as being a...
So 28's a really good roll. Well, and what skill did you use?
Arcana.
Arcana. I would say that there's nothing in the chalkboards here that tell you explicitly what Black Frost is and what it does. You've heard it associated with a soil, the Black Frost Whale, but you don't really know what that does. It seems like there's something here that is either to create Black Frost or protect against Black Frost. But with the 28 arcane, you do notice something that maybe your allies don't. There are arcane symbols that are necromantic in nature. Right around the area where he's using formulas to in and around Black Frost.
Drawn in chalk on the board?
Yeah.
It does seem like there's some experimentation with maybe dead bodies, like on these operating tables here.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something that's been happening.
I will say there's no blood on the operating tables. There's no viscera, signs of like mutilation.
There are symbols here. Symbols that are not from my line of study in particular, but I do recognize them as associated with those who seek to manipulate the forces of life and death. And perhaps this does have something to do with his parents. Perhaps some desperate research to find a way to call them back or bring them back.
Or perhaps he's researching how to bring the soil back or defend against the soil.
Well, the demons don't necessarily have anything to do with the necromancy.
They might have just been here to guard this area.
Maybe they were...
True, but I'm saying neither does Asoyo. I don't believe Asoyo has an association with undeath, right? That we have learned in our research.
Where's the letter from Riddleson? Let's compare the handwritings.
Euramius passes it.
Is the writing on the board the same as Riddleson's?
I want to check for that. Lang?
Reception.
Forensics.
Reception.
Yeah, give me a forensics check.
literary forensics.
Yeah, no, perception.
16.
Looks pretty similar.
Huh.
26?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be the same writing.
It's close to that, Bonzo. Look, look at that E.
I think it is as well. Oh, before I forget. It
has to be.
There's a coat room that I found. Would you check it for magic?
It's of utmost importance to the adventure.
There might be some cool stuff in there.
My instincts tell me there's nothing there, Bonzo.
Your instincts are often faulty.
Oh, look at that. Zephyr's badly hurt. And he goes to take it. Zephyr. Where are these bonds?
Can anyone else detect magic?
Useless coat room.
I am going to take care of Zephyr. I did take care of Barnes. The time is passing here, Troy. It took me about 30 minutes or so to work on Barnes, about 30 minutes to work on Zephyr. But then, yeah. Buggles can do it, right? Buggles, do you have that? Like as a cantrip, detect magic?
No.
Oh, okay. So then he will go up after he takes care of Zephyr. And did I get you back to full?
Yes.
Okay. And then he'll go up to the coat room and detect magic. Is there any presence of magic in the coat room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
There is magic here, Barnes.
And you mocked my sense.
Where?
My fine learning sense.
Oh, I was just playing with you, Barnes. Having a good time. You know, the boys.
God.
We to stick so together, us guys.
What is he doing?
That's the kind of jokes that we make about magic.
What is he doing with his hands?
We men.
We men.
That's the kind of jokes men make.
So why did you just punch me with no strength behind it?
Are you serious? That was my hardest punch. Are you fucking with me, Bond?
No, he's
just still standing.
nerves. It's like a mosquito flew by.
What's in the room?
Oh, you're so strong.
He will, man, detect magic. Says he'll search the room thoroughly.
Really, give me a perception check.
All your strength.
Search this room thoroughly, Barnes. There's something here. 21.
21, yeah, you don't.
All of us, let's search this room thoroughly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, which room is
it? The magic
coat room. I got the lab coat room.
25.
Up at the top of the stairs.
Top of the
Zephyr comes in, starts looking through the pockets of the lab coats, and you pull out a ring.
See? You got to check the pockets.
Oh.
Yeah, Ramius stupidly did not look in a single pocket.
Huh. So silly, and she tries to punch you in the shoulder, but maybe does it too hard.
Oh,
sorry. I saw you guys.
Oh, the keepers. Cheers. Why?
The camaraderie of the punching of the shoulder. Sorry.
You're a professional fighter.
Barely even.
Is that what it was? Was it an attempt at camaraderie?
I don't know.
I'm going to bleed internally.
The bruise is forming. Yeah. Anyway, so is this what was magical? She holds up a ring.
I believe so. May I see it? Oh, it's so fine.
He starts like pawing at the ring.
Could you tell us what it is?
You just hear. Ramius.
Don't put it on.
Close Gaius.
Precious Gaius.
Just
put me on.
Precious to me.
He will attempt an arcana check.
See what it is.
To identify magic. Natural 20.
Wow.
Nice. What is
I'm trying to stop rolling natural 20s, Troy, and I just can't stop.
You can't do it.
You can't stop, except when it matters.
Don't stop.
This is a...
It doesn't matter?
No, it's pretty cool.
I was actually identifying magic.
There might be a fight over this one, but it's very specific. It's a ring of sustenance. What's cool about the ring of sustenance, yeah, you don't need to eat or drink while wearing it. We don't really track food. But
it's,
you only
it's
need...
It's one of the most... It was one of the coolest magic items if it,
oh my
it
God.
Existed
yeah.
in real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But almost useless in the mechanics of the game.
If all of you had it, it's a game changer.
Absolutely.
Because you only need 2 hours of sleep to gain the benefits of 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so for giving it to a caster is
no
clutch because
zoning.
Then you're like, hold on. Give me 2 hours and I can get all my switch.
Nap.
Yeah.
Recover
yeah, so
all your
like,
healing spells.
325 gold pieces.
Wow.
Oh.
A ring of sustenance doesn't function until it's been worn and invested continuously for a week.
Wow.
And removing it resets this interval.
Oh, okay.
It's so a seventh level item.
Well, it's a wooden ring.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
It's cool ass, John.
I think it's a Ramius no brainer.
Sure.
Mechanically
or
speaking.
Or a gick.
I mean, it should go to a caster because you could reset your spells in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Healing spells are useful for resetting.
Yeah.
You're also spells.
But it's not really per day, right?
Yeah. And then I'm spontaneous.
Yours use focus, but you don't lose them if you fail.
Mine are also spells.
And you can, but you can.
No, mine are all of mine are spells.
Yeah,
except
the healer makes the most sense.
Yeah, I give it to Ramius.
You get those healing jobs, man.
Are you sure?
Gick's not even there.
This would be incredible. Oh, Gick's not there.
Nah. Sadly, you don't
Gick,
have
I found a ring.
Oh, keep it. She's like looking at this curtain, trying
Sweet.
To pull the curtain over.
He says nothing else. Slips it on.
Gick's over at the curtain.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Are we going to do the curtain?
Okay. Yeah. She's so trying to find the center seam.
Dude, good instincts, Matthew.
Matthew, that's
right?
Really good.
Did you not need to eat at all?
In a week, he won't.
Yeah, right now it's not. Yeah, I have to invest in it continuously, but.
Yeah.
Eat or drink, for that matter.
It refreshes your body and mind. You don't need to eat or drink while wearing it.
Wow.
You only had 2 hours of sleep to gain the benefits of eight. That's huge for a cleric.
I mean, it's huge, too. If we were in a dungeon and we're like, we encounter something, like, I have the perfect spell for this, but I can prepare. Great, we'll hide out for two hours while you sleep.
Or if someone gets, like, a poison and you get restoration or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
or if
things.
They really need to, it's basically Ozempic in ring form.
Yeah.
Ring
of Ozempic.
With no side effects.
Great.
I'm not hungry at all.
Yeah.
All right, so Gick, you remove the curtain or push it back there, and you see like an arched backstage area, but nothing of interest back there.
There are doors on either side of on the fines of the aisles beside the pews.
Oh, should we go have a peek-see?
Or at least that's what the GM said.
Oh,
You told me there was a door down
where Zephyr's standing. Zephyr can see a door at the end of the aisle there. And then, I messed that up. I don't think.
Oh, it's just at the end of
Where are you, Barnes? Let me move you, Barnes.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's where, on the left side, there's a door.
Yeah, there's no door on the right.
Yeah, no door on the right.
Great. It's over here.
All right. Shall we go?
Yeah. Can I just do a general perception and search the room? Secret doors, that kind of thing. We got here by a secret door.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big room, so if you guys want to really canvas this room, kind of let me know where.
I mean, it took Ramius over an hour between Gick and Zephyr and Barnes to heal them all. So yeah, there's time for everybody to kind of really do a thorough.
All right, search. So give me some perception checks.
I don't see anything else.
I don't either.
19.
24.
Okay.
Buggles.
And then give me one more. While Ramius is doing this.
While you're doing that, could you remove the enemies from this? Because actually my pawn is caught under an enemy and I can't grab it.
It's like pinned.
Yeah. Corpse is crushing you.
Pawn, help me. 28.
Okay.
22.
14.
15.
Okay. I would say... between Buggles, Gick, and Barnes, Zephyr's still smarting from the fight, you find a couple different things. There is what looks like a hidden doorway in the northern portion of the room behind the curtain.
Oh! Hidden door.
And a similar hidden doorway in the passageway where Barnes was.
All right.
Wow.
That's why I said there was a door, because it doesn't show me that's hidden.
So you said that,
fucked up,
and I kept looking, and I was like, I don't see any door here.
And I didn't even think of that.
It never occurred to me
that you accidentally referred to a secret.
Well, I covered it. I was like, I'm sorry, it was the left side. But
I would have asked
that.
That
was pretty good coverage.
All right, should we do the one to the north?
But there's also by the way, there's also a door at the end of the hallway to the left.
A real door.
Which you can see. There's a door.
Let's do the one to the north.
Yeah,
go see the north.
The door to the north.
The secret door in the north.
Do you want me to open it?
It's open. It's already.
Oh, you.
Whoa.
Gick.
Yeah.
Kev.
What do you see in there?
Let me peek in real quick.
Let's ever go.
Oh.
Gick.
What?
You're a musician.
Yes.
You're a musician.
Zephyr, go.
Establish it.
Okay, Zephyr, you
ridiculous. Don't. It would be in here.
Whoa, it's a long spiderweb filled hallway with a door at the end.
Gick opens
whenever there are spiderwebs, there's always spiders.
Fire. Burn it down.
Gick opens the door. Zephyr slides past Gick into a 5-foot wide hallway that goes on for about, 35 feet or so and ends at another door. It is choked with cobwebs and musty. And one of two secret doors you've found in this newly constructed basement.
If I was going to put an addition on my house, I would want a secret door.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you got money, what do you not?
I would tell people, but then I wouldn't want to hide things. I would want, when people come over for dinner, be like, look what I just installed in my house.
So it would never have been a secret door.
It wouldn't be that secret.
Telling everyone.
It would just be like, look, you pull out this book and then you can go and play video games.
I think I mentioned I used to work for a billionaire who. That when they would build a new house, he and his wife, they would each separately talk to the architect, and they would each separately install secret rooms in the house that neither one of them knew what the other one was. And so then they would spend their time trying to find each other's secret room.
Well, that's amazing.
That's so insane.
He was actually a really cool guy. He was.
I remember you saying this dude was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a really awesome dude. He was a great guy to work for, but that was very, very neat.
So my mother-in-law flips houses, and her specialty is whenever she rebuilds these houses, she puts in secret rooms. And so I've toured some of these houses, and you just never see it coming. And it could be a little kid's secret toy room, or one of them, I was like, oh my God, it opened to a man cave with a wine cellar and a wooden bar with a tree trunk that had been turned into the bar. So
yeah.
Sam and I are always if we ever want to do a little awesome flip and dip and
money.
Yeah.
Money is so freaking awesome.
Discretionary income.
Yeah.
It's really.
Oh, yep.
It's the best.
It's the best.
So like cool. Crazy. Yeah.
I read a great line the other day. And it's
change your life.
It's not that profound. It was like money doesn't solve all problems, but it solves all money problems.
Yeah, exactly. Which there are a lot of them.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of them are pretty money based.
So do we want to finish exploring this?
Comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Look at Zephyr underneath the fucking water.
I know, yeah, it's so cool. Great.
Andre!
So finish exploring the very dusty door that probably no one's been to in a while, or see what's behind mystery door number 2 and then judge.
So normally I just kind of move forward,
yeah.
Right? But we started playing disorganized play again, and Sydney played in it. And the MO, which I was not expecting as the GM, the player MO, which was largely Jared-led, which is a GM playing, was to like open every door and see what's in it.
Yeah.
And then decided to move to the next room or
which
the next
I like.
Door. Yeah, it was interesting. I never usually play that way, but I think it is interesting. We see this hallway. We see a door.
Yeah.
Now maybe we open another one.
Lots of cobwebs.
See where that goes. I kind of like that idea.
Great. Let's open all the doors.
Open all the doors.
So the other one was a secret door
in the,
down the, in the right side.
Regular door to the left, secret door to the right.
Okay.
Why don't we open all the secret doors and then see how we're
let's
feeling.
Go to that secret door on the right.
Open it, Gick.
Okay.
I opened it.
Gick, the door opener, opens secret door number 2.
Gick the door down.
Zephyr?
Zyomp. It's an empty corridor. Maybe someone who can detect magic? It looks empty to me.
And he will detect magic.
Ooh. Nothing.
Oh, there's not even
a... Zephyr, step back. Let me take a look.
Is there a secret door in the
similar, you know, not, I say new construction, it's recent construction, right?
Sure.
Should be
maybe
3 years
this
ago.
Is unfinished.
But it seems to be, this hallway seems to be roughly 15 feet long and end in just another wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a quick perception check, just for anything unusual on the walls or ceiling along this corridor. Really looking for traps, really. 17.
No, you hear maybe... like sound of dripping water in the distance. 17.
I hear water.
Water.
Yeah, let me take a look.
Must be another secret door.
It's like an unfinished.
Careful.
Careful.
Unfinished. Seems like a kill room. There's no way out.
I don't roll any better.
I want to roll one too because I did look in there.
All right, steps in. Just run in there.
Nope, I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like an unfinished hallway.
It looks unfinished.
Yeah, it's like a hallway to nowhere. Maybe a closet that's not being in use. That's
missing something.
Do you remember anything from the plans?
Thinking back to the plans.
It's real knowledge on your knowledge plans.
No.
Sometimes I just want to roll. Knowledge memory.
Let's look at the other door.
I'm still riding off the high of finding
secret.
The ring.
And we'll walk over to the other door, which I still don't see.
It's at the
back. Oh, now I see it. Okay. All the way in the western corridor, all the way at the end.
So let's
sort of
open.
Back the way we came in the direction it's pointing.
Yeah, so in this lecture hall, there are two aisles that are 10 feet below the stadium seating. Barnes jumped into one on the right side that led to this secret hallway to nowhere. On the left side, now that you're exploring this corridor, it ends in a door as well. The stadium seating is now above you to the left. Zephyr steps up and opens the door.
Opens the door.
Sure about that?
Maybe a little more carefully and slowly.
How about a perception on the door?
Perception on the door, just because this one isn't hidden.
Okay. I'm going to go with the first answer. Yes, I open the door.
Oh.
You open the door.
First answer, best answer. It's what they say.
And you see a small room.
Uh-oh.
There is an iron and wood chair fitted with leather restraints. In the northern portion of this room, the east wall is covered by Joe's like, this is so great.
This is so, it's good horror, dude. This is like good horror.
The east wall is covered by wooden shelving, upon which sits an unsettling collection of manacles,
alchemical supplies.
Poor dream people.
And various lengths of rope.
Poor dream people.
Who is this doctor? What is he a doctor of?
The chair.
He doesn't know about this place, Barnes. Maybe somebody else built it.
It can't be.
But he built it without his knowledge.
He was
without
such a nice guy.
You should tell
and
him.
Then put the blueprints for it in his bedroom.
His room. They hid it from him in his own room.
The chair with the...
They hid it from him in his own room.
The chair with the restraints has casters on the bottom of it, so it can be like wheeled about the room.
Oh my god, that's so horrible for some reason.
Is it all clean?
Yeah. I mean, some of the manacles look a little rusty. Some of the tools. Oh,
so they restrain you and give you tetanus.
There's also another door leading further south and out of this 15 by 10 foot room.
I vote we explore the secret doorway first and then come back and deal with this torture chamber. I don't think good things lie down this way.
All right, we can go back.
But I'm happy to be outvoted.
Go back to spiderweb secret door?
Well, there's another door. No?
Just yeah, peek. All right.
You want to peek now. Behind this one?
Well, it's just so close.
You do this every time.
All right, perception.
Fine. Let's just peek behind the door the way I just happened to want to go.
Perception at this door.
Okay.
Perception at this
time. It's a crime to talk now.
Here, and I
don't. This voice, the
guys, shut up. I can't hear. I can't hear anything because they won't shut up.
Yep, you're listening. They're just talking and yelling at each other.
Natural one.
That door.
I can't hear anything.
It's just a guy's disagreement.
Okay, well, why don't one of you come up here and listen then? I can't hear anything. Here, I've got this, and I pull out my brass ear, which fits in my inner ear, and I can lean in and listen to the door.
A hearing trumpet.
On your character sheet?
I bought this.
You just bought... What does it do?
It's a brass ear. It's a short flared tube. It fits against the ear canal when used to listen through a door, window, thin wall, or similar barrier. The barrier would normally increase the DC of the perception check. The DC increases by only half as much as normal.
Were you increasing the DC because of the closed door?
Obviously.
Just make sure you have that.
I mean, I had it.
If we're playing by the rules, Joe.
Fred doesn't play by the rules.
I put this piece of metal in my ear.
Okay.
And I lean against the
door. I adjust the DCs.
All right.
I'll roll.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that was an item in Pep.
23.
Nothing. Not even like wind. You know, you can like, it sounds like it might be a larger chamber than the one you're in. You know, you can tell if you, like, lean up against the door. It's a big room, small room. It's a bigger room. But you listen. You really listen. And you don't hear anything.
Sounds like a dead end.
Maybe more dripping water.
Huh. I wonder if this is another unfinished area. Doesn't sound like it's, like, a room or nothing.
He said Bonds it doesn't sound like a room.
It sounds like not a big room, though.
He said it was a bigger room.
Oh, sorry. I completely misunderstood.
Yeah.
Bonds, it sounds like a
Sydney does not have
room.
A brass here.
What the hell?
Let's go, Bonds.
This one
to the north. No,
the door of the north.
It is interesting, as it is a secret door. Keep following the secret, leading where they don't want us to go.
Somebody's got to clear those spider webs.
We have to.
I'll do it,
Dr. Riddleson.
So oh yeah,
Fuggles.
Oh, yeah, nice. Fuggles. Fuggles will like step in and push this way through, and. Just do an ignition to try to burn the webs away.
They fizzle away and the hallway is clear.
Perception check.
You just want to like punch a player in the mouth sometimes.
Clearly still there.
I can't remove him.
Perception check for traps.
Wait, hold on. I can do something. Nope, oh, just crossing it out. Probably can't even see that, can you?
Nope.
Okay, well, still there.
All right. Cool.
That was fun.
After you, Bonds.
Glad I did that.
Oh, God, I'm rolling terribly. 12 to check for traps.
Easy street, man. Easy street.
I will first.
Great.
I'll move.
Come on, let's go.
I'll move us up to where the spider webs were again, and then I'll check again. Natural 1.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
All clear.
It's not two Maharas, man. Just walk up the door.
Listen at the door.
Okay.
There we go. 28.
I'm a door.
I'll open the door.
Open me.
You
open the door. The
secret, secret door.
Whoa. Whoa. Big room. Whoa.
Holy shit.
What?
Inside of this room, it's a wide room, right? Long and wide from where you're standing, and it's bisected by a dry sewage channel.
I smelled that sewage.
Kind of goes around the corner from where you're standing. You don't know how deep it goes. Dead ends against this brick wall to the north. To the south of the back part of the room, there is a set of four more of these iron and wood chairs, restraining straps, sitting against the wall on casters. To the west, so kind of where you are, there's a ramp leading up to a door and a narrow walkway holding several barrels and crates. Elsewhere in the room, there are two metal tables, big metal tables, while to the north and further east stand shelves holding large collections of alchemical and surgical tools. You see books, scrolls. There is a ton of material in this room. What do you do?
Everyone in Pathfinder has a manor. Also seems to have a secret laboratory. It's just, I'm just disappointed that Dr. Riddleson has resorted to cliche.
Maybe it's not his.
Exactly. Someone needs to tell Riddleson.
Oh my God.
People are digging under his manor.
You are blind.
Secret laboratories down here.
He said that strange tests, they're summoning demons.
Slowly walk in. I mean, it keeps opening wider and wider. There's all. What are these things? Did you describe these chairs?
Yep, they're all like those other chairs with restraints, rolling.
And then what is this? There's like a far table with some sort of.
Is that a torso?
Is that a suit?
Like an apron?
Yeah, is that like an apron? It's like a flame retardant suit or something. Like
it's like a it's like an apron you would wear if you were doing surgery to like cover your body from.
A butcher's apron.
Yeah, it's butcher's apron, really. And Troy, you see now that you're there that this sewage canal that ends to the north wraps around and goes to the south.
I think Ramius is definitely interested in the surgical portion.
My gosh.
He starts to slowly walk. He walks across the bridge of the...
Did you see what was to the south when you walked across?
Whoa, what's down there?
This keeps stretching. There are doors in like half walls, but you don't need to...
Whoa!
The doors allow you to bypass the sewage canal, but if you're standing to the north of the sewage canal, you can see straight through about 50, 60 feet to another chamber where, Matthew has pointed out, there seems to be some sort of arcane symbols on the floor.
Yeah, it's just like summoning maybe circles. A summoning circle, yeah.
Oh my God.
I could just see the edge of it.
Yeah.
Wait a moment, Bonds, before we go.
And Ramius just wants to walk over to the implements. He just starts kind of like running his hand over the tools and stuff, just getting a sense of... you know, what their purpose is. Are they all for internal surgeries? Are they all seem to be for cutting open bodies and experimenting? Or
there are notes, there are books, there are scrolls everywhere.
Wow.
And they're like laid out. Some aren't, but they all seem to be in use and they all seem to be connected to whatever is happening, not only in this room, but perhaps in other parts of this underground laboratory as well. As you just start to try and piece everything together, you notice that the notes are in a collection of common, Varesian, and Aklo. Everyone speaks common. Does anyone speak Varesian?
I might. Yeah.
Let me look up, yeah.
And then if anyone speaks Aklo?
No.
Nope.
I don't speak either of those.
Fey and Gnomish.
Fey and Elvish.
Nice.
Where am I looking here? I am Varesian. Do I speak Varesian? No. I speak Common, Elven, and Goblin.
You should have taken Varesian, you fool.
It's your heritage.
Your heritage. You feel like there is a ton of stuff here. for you to look through. But were you only speak common, it would take some time. But you do feel as if you could uncover information here. There's also other stuff beckoning to you, several other doors that have been explored, and now this symbol. So you tell me what you want to do here. You do feel like this is almost like a library, but you'd have to spend a lot of time here, especially where you only speak one out of the three languages. So you can do that, or you can press on.
Let's press on and come back.
Yeah.
All right. I do want to come back here, though.
I do as well. But in case there's anything dangerous down this way, we should proceed.
Right. Lead the way, Bonds.
Very well. Do I have to open the door?
Yeah, unless you want to walk through the sewage canal.
I don't. I'll check it for traps. That's going to be a 20, dirty 20.
Seems fair.
I'll open the door.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Okay.
Oh, right in the water.
Don't want to go in the sewage canal. I don't love the presence of a sewage canal. All right, I'll check this door for traps.
Oh, that symbol, very visible.
That's going to be a 22 trap finding.
Seems okay.
I'll open the door.
Cool.
Oh, boy. So there's another sunken area in the floor. Is this a continuation of the sewage canal?
It seems like it may have once been a continuation of the canal, but it has been repurposed into like a recess in the space where an arcane symbol has been drawn. This chamber is huge, though. It's a big rectangle, and it stretches further to the right. There is a 10-foot wide hallway both to the east and the west, leading kind of to the west back from whence you came, and then deeper west. Let me explain this chamber that you're in now, though, as it is quite unique.
I don't love
unique.
These broken down cage doors down the pit.
Well, I can see down there through the west. That's where, like, maybe they were building another path into this room, that empty hallway that's unfinished, connects.
So let's talk about this. It looks like it used to be maybe a large reservoir, part of this sewer canal or the sewage system, but the pool, the rectangular pool, is now empty. To the west, rusted iron gates have been battered open to allow access to a tunnel beyond. It's hard to tell from where you're standing how deep the tunnel goes or if it's even finished. The east and the north from where you came, more sewage tunnels providing access into other areas. And then within this dry reservoir glows a 10-foot diameter magic circle. And as you enter the chamber, it glows a little deeper. And the temperature in the room drops about 30 degrees.
This could only mean good things.
It drops about 30, 40, 50, 60 until suddenly it's freezing.
What?
My God.
You feel as if you were at the crown of the world.
Oh, no.
In the span of a few heartbeats, it goes from like musty and damp to freezing. A moment later, frost starts to rime the edges of the walls and the corner of the room.
Great use of the word rhyme.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good rhyme, John.
Good rhyme, John.
Rhyme with no H and no Y. R-I-M-E.
R-I-M-E, yeah.
Good use. Rhymers of Eldritch.
Rhymers of Eldritch.
Frost covering all surfaces, spreading out. The whole room turns to ice, and then from the circle, black tentacles begin to emerge and writhe and roil into this shadowy mass of darkness. As these tentacles emerge from the circle, like black ectoplasm starts to come in through the cracks in the walls and the ceiling. And as it starts to form towards this mass of tentacles, you see that this roiling ectoplasm has on top of it thousands of lidless eyes that just are open and making their way to form this ghostly, enormous creature that seems to float in the center of the room. And then a voice enters all of your minds, calling you by name. And we'll see you next week.
Oh! Is it the voice you've heard before?
Yeah, I'm wondering. I think they have the wrong Zephyr. Nobody
that's
calls.
Not me! That's not me!
There's so many Anuma.
Where are you guys?
That's Anuma!
I don't know.
It's Anuma. Can you hear me?
You must be mistaken.
Oh my God.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself, and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.